This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day I talked about these Chinese Wu Flu numbers, and I didn't ask this one question, which is, of the 153,504 people who died, supposedly, of the Wu Flu, and then we get the CDC's revised numbers that only 9,201 actually died from directly related to Wu Flu. We paid $39,000 for over 140,000 people, because that's what the I don't know what you want to call it, but I call it a ripoff. That's what we gave to the hospitals because the Democrats shut them down and said, how do we compensate them? I want that money back. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are with me. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. The reason why I'm here is to correct the record on a lot of stuff and also to make you feel good to understand that I know what I'm talking about. And in following up on this whole Wu Flu BS that the CDC and the Democrats plan and stole trillions of dollars from this economy, I will tell you, they don't care. It's completely backfired, and if we don't fight back now and make sure that this never happens again, we have done our generation, the next generations, a disservice. But there's going to be some feel good that comes out of it, so I am glad that you're here, because I'm going to educate you on this stuff. I told you early on, that stuff was nonsense. I told you these mask mandates are are absolutely ridiculous. Social distancing. We've got terms that we should never be using. We social distance automatically. Let somebody cough around you. You look. Even before the dreaded Chinese Wu Flu, somebody, they sneeze. You say, bless you. You look to see how far away they are because you don't want to get caught in the mist. And nature has this funny way of designing, God designed the body to say, okay, you sneeze, whatever it is that can kill people, I'm pretty much going to let it get killed in the atmosphere. It doesn't live long enough. We don't need this stuff. But government wants you to believe 6 feet will protect you. If you're inside of the 6 foot radius, well, you're the one rolling the dice. But if you're outside of 6 feet, you're safe. Because they've done studies. They have the science, as the left likes to pretend. You have no more scientific evidence than you have from your freaking common sense. And you need to start using it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. I've been explaining to you guys that we conservatives are in an amazing position. The best position politically we've been in since Reagan. And actually, it's geometrically better than that of the great Ronaldus Magnus, a.k.a. Ronald Reagan. You better know. See, what Trump did is he not only gave you that feeling of empowerment that Reagan gave you, but he's also decimating the Democrats. Reagan didn't have to do that. He had Tip O'Neill as the House Speaker of the House. He didn't have to mess around with him. All he had to do, they were trying to work together supposedly for a better America. Misguided on the left still, but it wasn't as adversarial as it is today. Donald Trump has to destroy the Democrats, and thankfully he's doing a pretty good job of it. But they're also doing a pretty good job of it themselves. And that's what I want to talk about with you. So I'm glad you're here. C-SPAN had a show, and they were talking about, the show was sort of, and I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't watch it, but people were sending stuff to me saying, Kevin, did you see C-SPAN? Did you see what all these Democrats were calling in? And they were like, I'm not voting Democrat, I'm voting Republican. I was like, no, I didn't see that. So they sent me the information, and we went through it, and I think I've made a pretty good assessment of it, but I've been speaking a lot about these Democrat defectors, and I'm going to tell you, a Democrat defector is different from a Republican defector. I'm talking about political defector, one that leaves the party for the other. And let me give you some insights into this before we get more into the C-SPAN stuff. So first of all, Democrat defectors exist, okay? Republican defectors in the time of Trump are a figment of a Democrat's demented imagination. They don't exist. There are no Republican defectors in the time of Trump. There are plenty of Democrat defectors. Second, Democrat defectors become evangelists for Trump. Republican defectors remain with the party and they just become a gnat at the picnic. You get what I'm saying? Republican defectors don't leave the party. Kasich is not, I'm going to switch and become a Democrat, because he's not stupid enough to do that. He'll, oh, I think I know better than Donald Trump because I lost and I got my butt kicked and I'm mad. But he ain't leaving the party. Leo Terrell left the party. Vernon Jones left the party. Many others have left the party. They are not going back. And not only do they leave the party, they become evangelists. So listen to Kasich try to explain, or Fiorina. Listen to them explain why they're not going to vote for Trump. They might as well just say, I'm just mad that he beat me. He beat me up, and I'm mad at him, so I'm going to go over here for a minute. But I'll be back. Democrat, ask Leo Terrell if he's going to go back to the Democratic Party. You follow? Now, I highlighted some of these high-level Democrats before, like Leo Terrell and Vernon Jones, and there are others, a guy out of Tennessee. There were eight Democrats in one, I think it was Mississippi, in one location. They said, we're done with the Democrats. They flipped. Democrat legislators, I mean representatives. Nope. Not anymore. We're all going to become Republicans. Show me where that occurs for the Republicans. Show me. In a time of Trump. You know, because he's hated and all, right? Show me where it occurred. Can't do it because it doesn't exist. Now, as I mentioned, Leo Terrell, Vernon Jones, others, it flipped. I dare Democrats. Call the show. Send me a note. Snail mail. Any kind of mail. Email. Show me where prominent Republicans, if that, you got Jeff Flake, who is not a Republican. Jeff Flake ain't leaving the Republican Party. Show me one. If he dislikes Trump and the Republican Party so much, he has nothing in common with us, why doesn't he go? Because you know why? You do not want to jump in that toxic pond. That's why they will not go. And then I'll ask you this. Find me any serious Republican who is unhappy with Donald Trump. Any serious one. Forget Kasich and Fiorina. I can give you a reason why they hate Trump. Kasich is a governor of a big state, and he's thinking, how'd this guy jump ahead of me? That's not fair. Fiorina? No reason. I'm a woman. Why shouldn't I win? Get Jeff Flake was going to lose in the Senate. He know not supporting Trump is a reason for his loss. And I could go on. These people are jealous. That's it. There's no reasonable Republican that goes, I voted for Trump and I can't stand what he's done. Even Ann Coulter talking about the border stuff, she would never abandon Trump. It doesn't happen. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Prior to the break, I asked a very simple question. Find me any serious Republican who's unhappy with Trump. You might be unhappy with a policy here or there. You're not unhappy with Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. There are people like AOC. She's not voting for Biden. She went on the Democrat National Convention stage for her 60 seconds. She took 90, because that's what Democrats do. You give them an inch, they take an inch and a half. So she took 90 seconds to tell Democrats, don't support Biden, vote for Bernie. How much? This is a prominent, big-mouth Democrat who went on the national stage and did not support the candidate of their choice. Oh, but that didn't mean a whole lot, right, to the media. They didn't tell you that. Doesn't matter to them. That's not a Democrat defector. The Bernie people that Bernie came on, listen, you've got this, we cannot elect another at the time of Donald Trump. Donald Trump cannot be reelected. Don't do it. Vote for Biden, please. He's literally begging people with all the gusto of Marvin Gaye, please come back home, whatever, you know. I love some Marvin Gaye music, but the point is, don't get me off track. The point is, Bernie's begging his supporters to support Biden. Please do it. Please. Democrat defectors. They don't go back. They don't want any part of it. There are people that voted for Bernie Sanders in 2016. They would not vote for Bernie today. They won't vote. I know them because I've spoken to at least six of them. Here's what a guy told me. I'm giving you the truth. He said, Kevin, I was a dyed-in-the-wool Bernie supporter. When he got screwed over by the Democrats, I left the Democratic Party. But he goes, when I watched Bernie become a sellout, I knew I wasn't going back. And you know where I found him? He works for Turning Point USA. Now, he was a youngster for him, but he converted in college, and now he's a man. I mean, he's probably 30 years old now, and he goes, I would never vote for that. Now that I know what I know, I'll never vote for them again. Republicans don't have that problem. So I ask you again, find me any serious Republican. Find me somebody that voted for Trump and went, man, shoot, I'm totally disappointed. Can't believe it. You can't find anybody disgusted with Trump. You can find some people going, I didn't like this, I didn't like that. But you know, for the most part, I love the way he's dismantling, because it isn't just about Trump's policies, it's what he's doing to the Democrats. So you are happy. The Democrats know this. They got problems. They selected a substandard candidate. And that's being nice. That's as nice as I can put that Biden is as dumb as a... He's dumber than every blonde you've ever... You got a blonde joke, turn it into a Biden joke. The dude has dementia. But here's what's worse about Biden. He is a lying scumbag who fattened the wallets of almost every one of his family members. And what America doesn't need is another leftist corrupt politician, a la Barack Obama, a la Hillary Clinton. Every one of those suckers went into office worth less than what they left office being worth. I mean, every one of them, they have absolutely greased the skids, and they're multimillionaires. Now, you can't name a member of the Obama's cabinet that didn't feast on the body politic. Now, add to this, Biden stands on about every policy issue, and you understand how this man is unelectable. He's unelectable. America sees firsthand every day now what life under the Democrats look like. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. Look at these cities under siege. Chicago. Put any major, just insert a major city into this paragraph, you know, of what I'm talking about, these brackets, and you have nothing but anarchy, chaos, rioting, looting, etc. You want to know why? Because Democrats love criminals, and they're weak on crime because they depend on those criminals to keep them in office. They put these people there to make you feel like you need them, and then they don't even protect you. Their constituents right now fear for their lives. Do you think in Middleton, Tennessee, or Joe Blow, Blankety Blank, Kentucky, that they have race issues and they got riots and all this other stuff? You think they're dealing with anything that Louisville, Kentucky's dealing with? That St. Louis is dealing with? Chicago, all the cities I just named, but let's add some. Cleveland, L.A., Oakland. You think that they're dealing with a fraction of what's going on in these cities? No way. I haven't seen a more anti-American group of people since I was in China than the Democratic Party. And that's why people are leaving that party in droves. And C-SPAN asked Democrats who might vote for Trump to call in, and guess what? The phones lit up. Andrew Clark noted this in a tweet. He said, so many Democrats have called into C-SPAN supporting President Trump this week that C-SPAN literally changed their call-in structure to make it more even. And he showed how they did it. I think what it said was C-SPAN after Biden's speech, C-SPAN after the Trump speech. And there's a graphic that shows it. It was confusing to me, so I don't want to try to make it sense of it on the radio because I couldn't figure it out looking at it. But here's what they changed. Essentially, they were like, hey, listen, if you're a Democrat and you support President Trump, call us. If you're a Republican and you support, if Joe Biden changed your mind, why don't you give us a call? I think that was the gist of it, right? What do you guys think? I mean, that was kind of what I got from it. And what happened was the phones lit up. David from Mexico called in. I'm a longtime Democrat, born and raised. After watching tonight, I've made up my mind I'm definitely going to vote for Donald Trump. a born and raised Democrat, and now he's voting for Trump. And let me tell you something. He is no outlier. This guy is the norm. Another lady called in, and she says, this convention in just in the last two nights has awakened me. There is hope. This is a Minnesota Democrat that had anguish in her voice, and she said, the convention made her have hope. She says, there are people that are willing to fight for us. No, folks, that not a single Republican watched the Democrat National Convention and switched. If that Sasquatch, if that Loch Ness Monster exists, if that unicorn exists, please call me. Tell me, Kevin, if you know of anybody, anecdotally, Kevin's one of my Republican friends watched the Democrat convention and he went, you know what, dude, that Joe Biden, he convinced me he's for, show me that person so I can call you a liar, because they don't exist. And I'm telling you, I know this from just flat old common sense. Here's what another person called in, Helen from Pennsylvania. I think Democrats really have to take a look at what has happened to them. It's amazing to see how the Democratic Party has changed. Trump is the one who's going to take this country and make it better. That was the overwhelming consensus, and it was so overwhelming for CNN that they went, we got to do something. We got to balance it. And how can you balance it? They couldn't do it. Do you understand what I'm telling you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? C-SPAN had to change the platform to try to make it balanced because they had so many Democrats going, I watched the RNC convention, and I'm convinced that Donald Trump is the man. And you're convinced, too.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ADP private payrolls report showing the U.S. added 428,000 private sector jobs in August, well up from the July number. Paul Hickey of Bespoke Investments telling CNBC the August total is well short of the 1.6 million that analysts had expected, but it's going in the right direction, and he says Wall Street's indexes continue to run strong.
Strongest 3 months we've seen since at least 1999. So I mean, the recession that started in February is over for all intents and purposes.
Yesterday, President Trump made such a visit. Now, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife Jill will travel to Kenosha, Wisconsin tomorrow to hold a community meeting to address unrest in that city since the police shooting of Jacob Blake. And you're listening to USA Radio News. America's top diplomat again hammering China's government.
The Chinese Communist Party has implemented a system of opaque approval processes designed to prevent American diplomats from conducting regular business, attending events, securing meetings, and connecting with the Chinese people.
Speaking this morning in Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also said the Beijing government continues to threaten academic freedom and human rights within its own borders, and it's also been bullying its neighbors.
From the Taiwan Strait to the Himalayas and beyond, the Chinese Communist Party is engaged in a clear and intensifying pattern of bullying its neighbors.
German officials say Russian dissident Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a chemical nerve agent. The 44-year-old critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin being treated in Germany after becoming ill while flying a little over a week ago. Government officials say he was poisoned by an agent that has been used in other cases involving Russian dissidents. And this is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So many things are beginning to happen that are impacting the election and the poll numbers that Biden's going to have to shift strategy. But for right now, his strategy remains to hide. Hide in Biden. Stay hunkered in the bunker. I mean, you can come up with a lot of stuff. Even Nancy Pelosi said, I don't know if you guys saw this, why do we need a debate? Why don't we change the rules because we don't need a debate? We should just go at it. Fine. I'm fine without a debate. I know what's going to happen. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Yeah, it's easy to find if you just remember it's TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Oh, man. Purveyors of truth. Many of you write to me, you talk to me, some of my friends, many of my friends listen to my show, and I'm grateful for that. Corey, I know you're out there, girl. Anyway, and you call me and you tell me things like, Kevin, I love listening to the show because you make us feel so good. I'm not trying to make you feel good. I hate to burst your bubble. I'm not. It isn't like I go, okay, my friends are listening to the show, and I want to be the what's his name, Robbins, Tony Robbins. I want to be the Tony Robbins of politics. You can be somebody. You're somebody special. I don't give a crap. Look, if we were getting our butts kicked, I would be delivering bad news. I hate to tell you this. I'm not Mr. Optimistic. It isn't like, oh, that Kevin, he's such a radio stunner. I mean, I'm a good guy to be around. I'm fun to be around. I'll make you laugh. You know, I'll make you forget about your problems, or I'll talk about your problem in such a way that you'll chuckle about it and you'll no longer feel bad about yourself, right? If you got the pimple on the middle of your nose, I'm going to talk about it, but you're going to go, so what? I got a pimple in my nose. Kevin laughed about it. We had a good laugh. And you're going to feel good, and you're going to think of me as Dr. Blackfield, okay? Whatever, but I don't just do it to make you feel better. I mean, that I do. It's my personality. But I'm saying on political stuff, on political stuff, I'm not here to be, you know, Mr. Feelgood. Dr. Feelgood, in fact. If I was going to be Mr. Feelgood, I would be Dr. Feelgood. I'm here to tell you the truth. And here's what I really believe my role is when God is whispering in my ear. My role is to make you understand that you have this power. You can discern these things. You know what happens every time I have a conversation? Kevin, I think, you know, I'm just not sure and all this. And I go, okay, great. So you believe that a guy with dementia, who's got a track record of nothing but failure, he's a lying plagiarist who has ridden the coattails of one of the worst presidents in history. He doesn't have near the, quote, gravitas of Hillary Clinton in 2016. But who's more powerful as a candidate? Hillary Clinton, when she was sitting on top of $200 million running the largest RICO racketeering group in the world, where she could extort the largest companies in the world and the largest countries in the world, she had people lining up to donate to the Clinton Global Initiative. And she had world leaders truly begging for her to become the president so they could just fleece America. And she had Barack Obama in her corner cheating for her because she had all the dirt on him at this point. Her team had it all, but they weren't going to scuttle the ship. She had all that. And I will at least admit, it's sane mind. And Joe Biden, who's got dementia, has nowhere near those kinds of things, doesn't have a fraction of the support, had multiple... The Democrats picked Biden reluctantly. That's how he was selected. And you want to believe that this guy can beat Donald Trump. Now, I'm having this conversation with people, and I'm giving them the stats. Okay, Trump's got a track record. He's rebuilt the economy not once, but twice. I could go on. Foreign policy is amazing. Trade policy, how we deal with weapons and all kinds of stuff. NATO paying its bills. And I could go, and you're concerned that America wants to make a switch because it's so bad. People whose 401ks are refattened, who are now back to work because of a Chinese pandemic that the ruse is now lifted. People know it's a fraud. And now they're going to be mad that they were wearing masks, and wait till they find out how it impacted their health. Then they're going to be even more mad. But at least they got jobs again, just in time for Christmas. And what did Trump do with all these executive orders that impacted every single Democrat out there, the ones that were whining the whole time? He fixed it all. And you think that Biden's going to beat him? You've got to be out of your ever-loving mind. Not going to happen. And I would tell you that. If it was Obama and we were on the other side of this, I would tell you, look, forget it. The dude is a rock star. Why would you want to change? This is what Democrats are going through right now. Those middle-of-the-road Democrats and independents, they're all saying that because that's what we would be saying. See, you don't stop and think. You don't get on the other side of the issue and go, shoot, as much as I can't stand Obama, if my portfolio went down over a fraud and then he brought it back up and he did it with ease, I would go, I don't keep rock on, Rockola. Just think about it, people. But anyway, people believe Biden's strategy, the Democrats think it's going to work. After everything I just described, they said this, I should preface this by saying there are many Democrats that don't like the Biden strategy, and that's what I wanted to talk about. So they said this: when former President Obama delivered his convention speech from Philadelphia, it raised some questions for Democrats about Biden's lack of a travel schedule. He's been effectively sidelined because of the coronavirus pandemic. Now, I want you to think about what I just said. Biden is sidelined because of the coronavirus pandemic that we now know was never a pandemic. Now, Biden's in a high-risk area, so I don't blame him for being scared, because he ought to be scared. They said, keeping his public appearances largely confined to his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware, where he also ended up accepting his party's nomination. I think a lot of people thought, if Obama can get on a plane and travel, why can't Biden, said one Democratic strategist who pointed to the former president's trip from Massachusetts to Philadelphia for his primetime address. He says, I know we all believe in science and building a contrast with Republicans on COVID. I get that. But no one I know is stuck at home. Folks are moving around. They're traveling. Some schools are reopening, the strategist said. I don't know how sustainable this is for Biden. Well, let me answer it for him. It's not. He just told you everything you need to know about this. Obama got on a plane and went to do his thing. Biden didn't. He hid out. He says, I know we all believe in science. Well, congratulations, because you're about to be disbelief in science, because the CDC has already said we screwed up. We lied about the numbers. Now, I didn't need to know that. Most of you didn't need to know that. But there are still some people out there who do. So Biden was hiding out from a fake pandemic. That doesn't look very good on your resume in terms of leadership. Donald Trump said early on, I don't believe this thing is nearly as infectious and nearly as deadly as people are saying. But you know what? I'll play along. I'll play the political game. Now, I'll be honest with you. I part with Donald Trump on that. I would have said, we are not changing anything the numbers on this disease is not a fraction of what it takes for us to start doing all these massive shutdowns. And the federal government is going to fight it at every level because we don't believe it. And I'm going to give you real statistics. And when, you know, remember when Donald Trump took the real statistics over from the CDC and said, you're not going to give those to them. You're going to give them to us. And we're going to look at all the data beginning now. If Donald Trump had said, we're going to point out everybody that's getting money from the government who lies about the statistics, you will lose your funding and you will never work for the government again. I would have implemented all kinds of things to say, I'll prove to you this is a lie. Now, he didn't do that, and I didn't like it. But I also understand the strategy of saying, let's play along. Because you know what happened? By playing along, all these things that have now proven. Oh, it's so deadly. I can't come out. Now, Biden, you know what you look like? You look like the old feeble fool that's stuck behind, you know, stuck in his basement because he's scared to come out. Trump, all over the country. No problem. By the way, I'm going to tell you something. Little dirty secret here. This is my stock market tip. When we start publishing our data and we start saying, you know what, this has been a lie, it'll never happen again, no other country's going to be able to do this, China, you're going to pay us back for every dime that we did because of this stupid thing, and WHO and all you other countries, it's going to open up, and every stock that took a hit, the travel stocks and all that, I think they're going to roar back. That's my little stock tip. I'm not a broker. I don't use it for any other reason. I don't have any money in any of this stuff. I invest in different stocks. But that's my bet, is that it's going to impact all these things. Because people are going to go, aha, Biden's lack of travel is not a sustainable strategy. He looks weak. He looks frail because he is weak and frail. Leaders are not afraid of a virus. What about President Trump? The anti-Biden. All across the country, no fear. Christy Setzer, another strategist, said Biden should hit the trail. With little more than 2 months to go for election, she says he can and he should. Not just to meet with actual voters and hear their concerns face-to-face, but to generate local media attention. Christy Setzer knows Biden can't win without getting out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I talked earlier about Michael Moore, and he was essentially made the statement that this is looking a lot like 2016. As I like to say to you folks, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere we go. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, by the way. I can say it early, because every year that we are under President Donald Trump is Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This one will be no different. The recovery happened just in time. The second version of the recovery happened just in time. Trump is rocking it again. And the Democrats have no recourse. They have just, all they can do is sit and look at Superman and go, don't bother shooting it. The bullets just bounce off. Oh, too funny, man. I love it. These leftists have finally got the fear of God in them. And I talked about it earlier with Michael Moore. He fears it. He fears what's happening. He fears the momentum that you are finally beginning to see. Because I talk to you. Oh, I talk to you people all the time. You're like, Kev, man, what do you think? And I tell you, have I wavered in any way? No. I've been truthful to the mission. And as I said before, it isn't just to make you feel good and to make myself feel good. To thine self be true. There is no person who's more serious about that. Be clear about who you are. When you're a management consultant, we do this thing called the fit gap. And in order to do a fit gap, you have to know the as is. That means what are we dealing with and what do we want to be? The as is and the to be. The fit gap is what's in between. Well, if you lie about the as is, you're going to be, you're not helping the to be. If you think you're all that and you're not, you don't believe you need a fit gap and you think everything's cool. But if you're serious about the as is and you define who you are and you say, you know what, I should strengthen my personal skills, my interpersonal skills, as opposed to going, shoot, everybody likes me. The Democrats, they lie about the as is. Everybody likes us, man. We're cool people. They got to like us. I mean, we're squirrel turd crazy, but they got to like us. Don't they like this anarchy and this terror that's going on? I mean, you know, Kamala Harris says it's going to continue. Don't they like it? Far too many Democrats have short-term memory problems, folks, because here's the problem. To be a Democrat, you have to suffer some form of brain damage. I know that might hurt a few of you because you are converted Democrats, but you can take it because you're now on the other side of this issue. And you say to yourselves, you know what? He's speaking truth. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonShow.com is speaking the truth to me. And I don't need to, I'm not going to make him feel preachy. I'm not going to say he's being preachy. He's telling me the truth. I can't be mad about that. So HBO Bill Maher has declared recently that he's very nervous about the Democratic nominee Joe Biden's chances against President Trump. The election only a few weeks away. He's going, what happened? Man, what happened to all this momentum and all this polling and all these things that I believed in? He obviously forgot the lesson of 2016. Come on, Bill, it isn't like having a baby where a woman goes, you know, a couple years later, you know, I forgot about all that pain and suffering I went through to have the baby. I'm ready to have another one. God programs women for that, or else there'd hardly be any second kids. But Democrats, come on. You got to remember. You have to remember the pain of 2016. I mean, that was a pain. Look, I don't know the worst pain a woman can suffer. Maybe it is childbirth. I do know one of the worst pains a man can suffer is a kick to the naughty bits. And I'm going to tell you something. When you've been kicked in the naughty bits, you don't want it anymore. They got kicked in the naughty bits with steel-tipped boots in 2016, and they act like they don't remember. Maher appeared on this new primetime show of the ethnocentric racist Joy Reid, and he shared his concern about a repeat of 2016. And here's what he says. I don't know if this stuff works, but it might. They call the show The Readout. But he was talking about the production of the Republican National Convention. And the two, Joy Reid and Bill Maher, discussed how smoothly the Republican convention ran, particularly in comparison to the Democrats' crap show. And here's what he went on to say. I'm feeling less confident about this. Maybe it's just their convention bump got to me, but I'm feeling less confident than I was a month ago. Well, let me tell you, if Maher was confident a month ago, he was delusional. You guys have heard me talk about this. Look, they can spin this any way they want, and you could buy into it. I don't care. I'm not going to be mad at you. But a month ago, 2 months ago, 5 months ago, a year ago, none of it was good news for the Democrats. it's if they want to make themselves feel it. Oh man, a month ago we were looking good. Yeah, what have you had? What's changed? I'm going to ask you, what's changed? Did their candidate change? Did he suddenly get enthusiasm and popular or what? Nothing's changed. Has Donald Trump put his foot in his mouth? No, because Donald Trump tells you the truth. You've gotten used to putting his foot in his mouth, but the problem is he's telling you the truth. Yeah, there are Mexicans bringing in smuggling drugs and doing all kinds of nasty stuff. You want to make him a racist for saying that? What, he wasn't supposed to use the actual term for a Mexican? People are finally get recognizing, hey, this is not racism. That's realism. And they accept it. Like I told you, Donald Trump has hurt every part of the fabric of the Democrats. I said this earlier. He's hurt the fabric of the Democrats in every way. They are wearing tattered clothes that are unraveling right before you. And certainly at this point, the emperor has no clothes. He says, I feel very nervous, the same way I did 4 years ago at this time. You know what, Bill Maher? Congratulations. That is the most sane thing that you said so far and probably in a long time. You have no reason to feel comfort. He better feel nervous. Now, here's what's funny. It's ironic that the Democrats had access to all this Hollywood talent, and they produced that embarrassing crap show. And the Republicans produced an extravaganza with all the pageantry of a Las Vegas production. But move over, Chris Angel, because like a magician, President Trump appeared out of nowhere to respond to Maher's fears, and he tweeted, he said, leading in Michigan, leading in Minnesota, leading all over. Sorry. That's what he tweeted to Bill Maher. I got to tell you, every time the guy does this, I love it. Now, why do I call him a magician? A magician. Because he appears out of nowhere. He pulls rabbits out of his hat, out of his underwear. Donald Trump, it seems like he's every... If you're going to tweet against him or say something, I'm really scared. Boom, there's Trump. He's always there. The dude is omnipotent. Oh, no, omnipresent. Not omnipotent. That's God. Omnipresent. Anywhere he needs to be, pow, he's there. Now, that's a hard-working dude when he can respond back to Maher and say, ha, 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 leading in Michigan, leading in Minnesota, leading all over, sorry. And it was a direct tweet back to Maher. That's some first-class trolling. Maher didn't even finish making his statement before Trump pounced on him like a leopard. Trump is the left's greatest nightmare. And he is... He's what's his song? Dream. I mean, he's Dreamy Boy for us. Because he has them just in abject fear. Man. Maher, I told you guys, Maher's not the only guy. I talked earlier in the broadcast. Michael Moore has the same fears. He's going, you know what, guys? If we don't get our act together, Donald Trump's going to win. And I tweeted to Michael Moore, hey, bro, or girl, whatever you call yourself, hey, person of unknown gender at this point in your career, there is nothing you can do to derail Donald Trump. Nothing. It is not going to happen. Yeah. Remember, Moore said this. Are you ready for a Trump victory? Are you mentally prepared to be outsmarted by Trump again? Do you find comfort in your certainty that there is no way Trump can win? Are you content with the trust you've placed in the DNC to pull this off? He's begging Democrats. Look, guys, this guy is beating us at every turn. I'm going to tell you right now. I would hate to be a Democrat for obvious reasons because Democrats are stupid. I would hate that. I don't want to be stupid. But it's worse to be so misinformed, to watch a guy that, I mean, besides being misinformed, to watch a guy that performs with such artistry and making your side look stupid. I mean, it's one thing to be stupid, but it's another to have somebody and you have no recourse.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.